Avelas HaChorban is something that's very challenging for us. The basic idea of Avelas is someone feels like a major part of his life, something central in his life, is missing. Now there's a gaping hole in his life. It's hard for him to go further. He sits sitting Shiva. He's sitting. He can't go further. And for us, let's face it, if we're honest with ourselves, we don't really feel we have a gaping hole in our lives. We never knew the Beis HaMikdash. And without that, we all have the details of our life all caught into what's in front of us in our life, what's on our plate. And we honestly don't feel like we're missing something tremendous. I'd like to try to focus on for a few minutes now that this challenge is not only something that separates us from mourning the Beis HaMikdash. This is exactly one of the central points of having the Mikdash. I'll explain. Kemat, the first time, perhaps the first time, that the idea of Yerushalayim and the Mekam HaMikdash is mentioned in Tanakh and in Torah is Kedas HaYitzchak. Kedas HaYitzchak, Kedosh Baruch Hu, Mitzav Avraham Avinu, to go, Lech Lecha, El Eretz HaMoriah, says Rashi, Eretz HaMoriah is Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. And Avraham goes, and Avraham's walking with Yitzchak and Eliezer and Yishmael. And on the third day of a son, Vayares HaMokim Yerochik, this is the first time he sees Yerushalayim. How did he see Yerushalayim? How did he know? Did it have a sign? So Rashi explains, he saw something. He saw an anan kosher al ahar. In the next pasuk, he says, "Shvu lechem po yimachamor." He turns to Yishmael and Eliezer and says, "You stay here, and me and Yitzchak are going to go further. You stay here." Chazal say in a medrash that he asked Yitzchak, Avraham Yitzchak, and says, "Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see?" In other words, do you see that anan? And Yitzchak says, "Yeah, I see what you see." And then he turned to Eliezer and Yishmael and he asked, "Do you see anything?" He said, "No, we don't see anything. We just see sand, dust. We just see along, like you're going along Tion in the desert. We just see desert." So he said, "Oh, you don't see and the Chamor doesn't see. You stay right here with the Chamor. You have no place to go further." The Torah is telling us that the Mikdash is for people who are able to see beyond. There are different types of people. There are people, Chazal say in the Mishnah Novice, "Al tistakel bekankan elamashi yeshboy." There are certain people, and maybe that's the natural way, is they only see exactly what's in front of your eyes. Like we say, like to say, what you see is what you get. And there are certain people who are able to see beyond. They're able to see there's much more, there's something much greater than what meets the eye. The Mikdash, the idea of the Mikdash, and that's why Torah introduces us to the Mikdash is, it's be able to see beyond, to be able to go beyond this simple physical world, to be able to take beyond, to see a riyah, to be marchiv your ear, your perception. And someone who's like a chamor, someone who is like a chamor, we learn afmir, amadoim el chamor, that the goyim and avodim are like a chamor, they can't go for. Why a chamor? Why do we compare them to a chamor? I would like to suggest, I think it's Karav Lamas. This is based on a post that we're going to read in Shabbos Chazoyim. We're going to read Shabbos Chazoyim. Yoda shor koineu v'chamor evus ba'olov. Yisrael lo yoda amilis boinim. The pasuk says that a shor at least realizes when the master is giving him food, he realizes at least he can give gratitude to the master. He sees beyond the food, at least he sees to the master. He doesn't see so much more. V'chamor, he doesn't see, he sees the trough in front of him. That's all he thinks. He has to pay gratitude to the trough that's feeding him. And the Novi has a taina on Klal Yisrael that they don't look further. They're stuck in the mundane and trivial parts of their life. They don't see that there's a bigger purpose in life. A chamor is the dugmor for someone who doesn't see a millimeter past his nose. Avraham Avinu is saying, the Mikdash is only for people who are able to see beyond. You guys are like a chamor. What you see is what you get. You're limited. You're preoccupied to your small corner of life. That's all your perception. The ability to be taken beyond, to go beyond, past the kankan, masha yeshboy, to go much further. This is the entrance to the Mikdash. This is one of the reasons why it's so hard for us to get into the Mikdash. We're all stuck in our small corner of life. There's so many examples of having a lower, watered down perception of things, not realizing the greatness of things. We could see this with children. You know, you talk to a 6-year-old girl, and she say, "Do you want to get married one day?" And of course, she was at her older cousin's wedding, and she wants to get married because she gets to wear a college dress. That's what marriage is to this young girl. That's in her eyes. That's what marriage is. And the young boy, the six-year-old boy, he says, "Yeah, In shul, I see all the married people, they wear talisin. And Yom Kippur, they wear a kittel. I want to get married so I could wear a talis and I could wear a kittel. That's the image, people. Is that what marriage is? So we are a little older. We know marriage is so much more than that. But everything in the world, it has supposed to have an endless depth. And many times we also get caught in our simple perception of things. Our perception of the world, our watered-down perception of the world is so far from where it's supposed to be, both in the physical realm and the spiritual realm. Chazal say that this world is supposed to be like a proizdor, a corridor. A corridor. It's supposed to lead to so much bigger. Everything is just a kliya hechatimsa. Everything we have, all our talents, everything is supposed to be our money, our assets, even our family is supposed to be something so much bigger. But when you live in the world that you see is what you get, so the proizdor, the corridor becomes the ballroom. It becomes the final destination. That's where I am. This one's stuck in his world. This one's stuck in his business deal. This one's stuck in planning his vacation in his bungalow colony. This one's stuck, even a chassan is stuck in getting married. Is that the end? Is that the whole picture of the world? What are you getting married for? There's a tachlis to everything. There's a tachlis to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To Gilui Kvod Shemayim. There's the bigger picture. And this was what the Migdash brought about. This is so simple. The Migdash created that we were able to see in this proizdor, the traklin. We had in this earthly world, which seems so mundane and so trivial, there was a Mokam HaMigdash, which everyone knew that all paths lead towards the Migdash. There's the mundane Haifa, there's the mundane field of the farmer way out, but he has to go to the Migdash. Chazal learned out in Yalkun and the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Ches Aveis, and the Pesukim, about the mitzvah al Aliyah L'Regel. You had the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel and Kisis. Chazal learned out from that Pesuk that when every person went to the Aliyah L'Regel, everyone was farmers in those days, agriculture, that was the business, that was the stocks. So there was an Indian that everyone had to leave behind all their assets. They would go to the Makom Migdash and you left everything behind. If it would be today, that means you can't bring your smartphone. You can't bring anything about business. They left their rooster and they left their cow behind. And there was a special avtocha that it wouldn't get damaged. Shluchei mitzvah nezokin. Is this coincidental? I think this is the depth of the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel is see there's something so much bigger. Yes, you have a rooster and you have a poro. You have your business. But what's the business about? We get caught in a business. That's our whole life. Isn't the business all about to be able to come and to make a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to use our money for the proper things, to use our family for the proper things? Leave your musagim, leave your small musagim at home and go to the Migdash and see the Migdash brought out a spiritual dimension in everything in life. There was something so much greater in everything you have. In the Yalkut in Parshas Kisisa, it says that famously, Novos Yisraeli, Novos Yisraeli. So there was a terrible ma'isim, but the Pesukim tell us, Shmuel, how Achav eventually coveted his field, his vineyard, and he caused him to be killed in order that he could take his vineyard. But Chazal say in the Bialka, how did this happen? Yisrael, he had in the voice, Yisraeli had a wonderful voice. He had a star class voice, a world class voice. And originally when he used to go up L'Regel, he used to use his voice to sing and glorify Hashem. One year he didn't go up to the Regel. He didn't go up to the Regel. And because of this, the Galkut says, that's why he took Achav, got jealous of him and took his vineyard. I think Chazal Moramis him that he was missing in the sugya of what we're talking about. What's the pshat? A person has a voice. What's the voice for? People who are very talented can connect to this. You have somebody who's a great singer. He has some fame. He has concerts. He gets caught up in his preoccupied his world. That takes over everything. He loses the bigger picture. He sees the trees and doesn't see the forest. He doesn't see that everything I have is for something so much bigger. And sometimes he gets so preoccupied that he misses Aliyah L'Regel. Apparently that's what happened. That year in the voice, Israeli didn't go up to the Aliyah L'Regel because he got caught up in his, that was his paro, that was his cow, that was his specific, that was his corner of his world. And he missed Aliyah L'Regel. And you're missing the whole point of the Migdash. When you miss the whole point of the Migdash, Hashem says, what I'm giving you, you're not using. You're losing the perception of what it's all about. This is the idea of the Aliyah L'Regel, and this is something that we have to try to get out of and make a dent in if we want to get a shaychus in the Migdash. And this is why we need the Migdash more than anything. I'll be honest with myself, and I think everyone can be honest, that we're stuck each in our corners of life. Everyone has their details. This one's marrying off his kid. This one's buying a new apartment. This one's planning his vacation. Everyone has things on their plate. But it ends up that our world becomes so plain and so mundane. Even in the picture of Klal Yisrael, everyone is davening in their shul. In their picture of their shul, this is the whole Klal Yisrael. That's such a watered-down picture of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's Yud Bei Shvatim. It's so much bigger. Your Torah, Wheel and Torah, is it just the Rambam over here, or is the Rambam, Omar Hashem Yisbarach, is the sug you're learning, the daf you're learning, a way to collect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring the Shechina here, to make the Beis Medrash, to make your bungalow Kali, a Mokum Shechina? The Migdash was that thing more than ever. It made us brought to see the Anon Kashar, Agabi Anon, Agabi Ahar, the Shechina, the element of Shechina, to see beyond. Unfortunately, we have become very much like the Chamor. We don't see past the trough in front of us. We see, and we're stuck in our small corner. We have a watered-down, warped version, a minimized version of the entire physical realm of the world. We live in the Proizder, we come to Trachlin. And even our mitzvahs, they're so watered down. We don't see the proportions and the great expanse and the unbelievable dimension there is in our Torah and mitzvahs. We're missing the Migdash so bad. As Hashem, this is the time to connect to this, to connect. The time of Tisha B'Av is the time to connect to this, to widen ourselves, to connect to the Mokum HaMigdash. The Chelek that brought us, Vayaris HaMokum HaRochiv, to expand, to open our world, to see we're connected to so much bigger than a small winkle, a small corner that's in front of us. Let's extend and let's connect. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be zoicha to the tefillah. V'zechazena einenu b'shuv chalitziyah. And we ask that we should see our eyes. We should see our perception should become much bigger. Our perception to the true greatness of Klal Yisrael, the greatness of our Torah mitzvahs, the greatness of our whole physical existence on this world. Everything we have is so much bigger, so much larger. שזוי חבקור וסרזן איננו בשוכל ציים ברחם מהר ימינו אמן.